It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. Matt, movies are actually in theaters again, and there are a lot of movies with lead female characters and even directors turning up. Land is directed by Robin Wright. It's her first, I take it.
It is her first directing film, and she stars in it as well, and it's a very spare, kind of back-to-the-off-the-grid type film. I like her directing style for this movie because it fits what's going on. As you know, Doug, it's a film about a woman who has all kinds of problems, and we kind of get a snapshot of her problems early on in the film, but we don't quite get the whole story. There's obviously a backstory. There's trouble in her life. We're just not sure quite what that is, but she decides to basically go off the grid and live in Wyoming off the grid. And when I say off the grid, she gets this cabin from this crusty old real estate guy in Wyoming, and she doesn't have her vehicle up there. This is up in the mountains, and no cell phone, and you just know immediately she is maybe bitten off a bit more than she can chew. We get various flashbacks early in the film to a husband and a son, presumably. We're just not sure where they are, what they are in her life, what has happened, little snapshots like that. So what I liked about this movie, and this kind of follows, you know, these off-the-grid movies like Wild with Reese Witherspoon, Into the Wild, which was based on a true story of a man who ended up dying up in Alaska of starvation or poisoning. They're still not sure. So it's kind of a pattern of this, of this kind of getting away from it all, living off the grid. And one thing I liked about it, along with her fine performance, and there's many long passages where she doesn't speak. There's not a lot of dialogue going on. But her directing style, her choice of visuals, the cinematography is all very spare. You get that feeling of loneliness, of isolation. And what I liked, too, about it, Doug, this might seem a fairly routine thing, but it doesn't just assume she knows what she's doing. And obviously, there's a point where she needs help. She's in over her head. And let's just say 99% of us who would go off the grid would be in over our head. I really believe that. If you remember the PBS show Frontier House, Doug, that really showed how difficult it is to live off the grid. Just stocking firewood, keeping enough firewood is a task in itself. And she is clearly in over her head. Eventually, as you maybe saw from the previews, a stranger happens along, played by Demian Bashir, so great in 2011's A Better Life, his Oscar-nominated lead actor performance. And that little bond between them is where the film goes from there. Nice performances from both of them. Bashir also gets off probably the best line in the whole movie, which is this, Doug: only a person who has never been hungry would think starving is a good way to die. And that line speaks volumes about his character and what he thinks about living off the grid and people being in over their heads. So I did like this movie a lot. There's not a lot of surprises in it. It's fairly predictable plot-wise as she kind of returns to the land and tries to get her life going. The third act of the film has been a little bit disagreed upon by critics. I won't reveal, of course, what that is. But essentially, it's, you know, there's a reveal. There's a plot twist. And some critics that I have read thought that should have been revealed maybe earlier in the film. I don't necessarily believe that, but you'll have to make up your own mind when you go see this.
I'm always intrigued by movies like this that have very few characters and a central character who occupies most of the film. Could the dialogue for this movie have been written on one sheet of paper?
Pretty close until Bashir shows up. Then there's a bit more dialogue between himself and Robin Wright. Again, I think that's the kind of film it is. I don't expect a lot of dialogue. I don't expect a lot of speeches. I won't reveal really how she gets in over her head with things. But as I said, what I like, Doug, is we don't get this superhuman, I can do it, you know, kind of portrayal. It's very realistic. It maybe underplays the realism a little bit because, as I said, I think living off the grid is probably something that a movie can't quite capture in terms of how hard it probably is without a lot of things. But again, I think the strength of the film is her very spare direction, her understated performance, and the fact that this woman it's not a superhuman effort going on. You can't just assume people can go up in the mountains and live off the grid. And the struggles are real, and they're portrayed, and it doesn't make the characters any more weak, or weaker, I should say, because they're struggling. But Bashir is very good in the film. Robin Wright's very good. Those are the main characters. There's not a lot of other characters that show up, and I do think it's worth a look for people.
I was intrigued because when I looked at imdb.com, which is the online movie database that people should go to and research stuff, I discovered that she was, you know, going to direct this movie, but someone else was going to play that lead role. She stepped in because that person wasn't available.
Right, and that happens sometimes. And I think she's got a face for this kind of a role, I think, Doug. It's a very
– yeah.
She's kind of very comfortably moved into middle-age star actress roles, and it fits her perfectly. She was never a glamour actress, I would say, not one of these 20-something – you know, actresses that's going to be on the covers of magazines. She's a working actress. She's very good. A lot of physical work going on. And it's not easy work. It is not easy work. Let me tell you, there's some scenes where I am like, I'm not sure I could do that. So the physicality of the film is important. Her using her body as an instrument is very, very effective in this movie.
The movie is Land. The director is Robin Wright. And I also discovered, and I know you know this because we've talked about this before, that only one female director has ever won an Academy Award for directing. And that was?
Catherine Bigelow for The Hurt Locker, 2009.
Only four other women have made it to the ballot. Can we go that deep, Matt?
Yeah, Jane Campion for The Piano, Sofia Coppola, Lost in Translation, Lena Wertmüller for Seven Beauties, and Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird.
You got them all. We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.